Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Did you see the 2023 film Maestro? The film was a biographical look at the life of composer Leonard Bernstein and the relationship he had with his wife, Felicia. It was named one of the top films by the American Film Institute, nominated for multiple Oscars, and the orchestral performances featured captivated audiences, particularly the recreation of Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Sacramento audiences have an opportunity to experience this piece themselves. This weekend, the Auburn Symphony Orchestra is teaming up with Music in the Mountains and Sacramento State Choirs to perform the very same concert on Mother's Day at the Mondavi Center in Davis. Ryan Murray is the music director of the Auburn Symphony and director of orchestra and opera at Sacramento State, and joins us today to preview this monumental community concert. And a note, the Mondavi Center is a financial supporter of Cap Radio. Ryan, welcome back to Insight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's just start with the most timely thing. Tell us about this upcoming concert happening on Mother's Day at the Mondavi Center. Hundreds of musical talents. It just seems enormous in the very best way.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think you said it all already. You know, it's an absolutely incredible piece of music. And we have this amazing community collaboration. So we have the Auburn Symphony, where I'm the music director, and we're going to have about 95 instrumentalists on stage. That includes 12 French horns and 8 trumpets and 2 harps and an organ and all kinds of instruments in the percussion section. It's just really, really exciting. And then we have 2 choirs joining us. We've got the Sac State Choirs under the direction of Dr. Brett Judson, and the Music in the Mountains Choirs under the direction of Ariel May. So it's really cool. There'll be about 150 people in the choirs, and 2 great vocal soloists, Rena Harms and Julie Miller, who also teaches at Sac State.
That is fitting for a season finale. Oh, so were you inspired at all by the movie Maestro?
I really enjoyed the movie. I've always loved Mahler Symphony No. 2. I think the first time I heard it, I was 16 and kind of was blown away by the magnitude of the piece. And I think all conductors everywhere, we saw this Maestro movie and we went, now's our chance to do Mahler 2, because it's kind of in the public eye at the moment.
Well, let's take a little listen just to remind people if they forgot. I can envision it. That is a great group, having a huge orchestra, 2 choirs, putting this together and performing this for an audience. What have you learned about conducting such a large group of musicians and artists?
Yeah, so I've been lucky to work with big orchestras before and big choruses. I grew up playing the bassoon, but also singing. So I was in the orchestra and the choir world, kind of working with both of those types of groups. The thing about this piece is that it lasts for about 90 minutes. So a lot of it is pacing, and there are all these subtle things where it goes faster and slower, and trying to figure out how to kind of maintain the interest and keep everybody in the orchestra and the audience engaged and feel like you really are, you know, telling this story from the very beginning to the very end. And that's something that over the rehearsal process over the last several months I've been working on.
Have you conducted something of this scale before in terms of the number of musicians that are part of this?
This might be the largest group on stage. I'm lucky to conduct a lot of films live in concert, and we often have close to 100 instrumentalists on stage for these films. And then 2 years ago, we did a Beethoven Symphony No. 9 with the Auburn Symphony. And it was sort of like, what's bigger than Beethoven Symphony No. 9? Well, I think Mahler 2 is the next evolution in that.
Yeah. You're touching a lot of different local musical groups. So let's just expand upon them a little bit. Let's start off with the Auburn Symphony. Tell us more about them.
Sure. So the Auburn Symphony is a community orchestra, which means that the players volunteer their time to play in the orchestra. And they're absolutely wonderful players. You know, many of our musicians were on the professional musician track. They have advanced degrees in classical music, and then they went some other way in their life with their career. And it's so great that there's this opportunity for them to come back and play music again. And they really are a very fine orchestra. And they have such a great spirit, which is, this is my third season with them, and it's been really, really fun.
What about Sac State Music?
So Sac State, I've been teaching there for 7 years, but this is my first year as a full-time faculty member, which is really exciting. And we have such great students. They work so hard, and they're so excited about the future of music. And to do this collaboration where the choirs get to perform with this big orchestra, it's really exciting.
And finally, Music in the Mountains.
So Music in the Mountains is an organization I've been involved with for almost 20 years. I started there in 2008 as the choral director. And over the years, that position changed. And for the past 5 years or so, I've been the artistic director and conductor of Music in the Mountains. And we brought Ariel May in as the new choir director, and she's doing a great job with them.
So you have been rehearsing now for a few months. I mean, just take us back to the very beginning. Given that you touch these three groups and organizations, you know, all unique, but part of the Sacramento and Placer County area, was it a natural fit for you to ask the Auburn Symphony, Music in the Mountains, and Sac State's orchestra and opera to collaborate together for something like this?
I think so. You know, I work with a lot of these groups already, and I thought it would be an amazing opportunity. I mean, I started with the Auburn Symphony and thought, can we do this monumental piece? And I said, I think we can, but it's going to require these community partnerships. So as soon as we kind of had the idea of going forward, I started reaching out to these choirs, and they were all really excited. You know, most musicians know this piece and love this piece, so the chance to do it again was really exciting for all of them.
And then what is it like performing at the Mindavi Center? That's at UC Davis.
It's a wonderful place to perform. It's just a beautiful acoustic. It's a very live acoustic, so the audience really feels the impact of the sound, which I think is so exciting. And, you know, the Auburn Symphony usually performs at Placer High School up in Auburn, which is a lovely acoustic building, but it's not a very large stage. So it's great when we can kind of stretch our legs a little bit out at the Mondavi Center and take up that whole big stage.
Wonderful. Okay, so this is Sunday, May 11th, 3 p.m. Tickets still for sale. What should people... No, what can they expect?
Yeah, that's right. So 3 p.m. on Sunday, and you can find more information out at auburnsymphony.com, where you can also get a direct link to the Mondavi Center where you can get your tickets. So you can go to auburnsymphony.com and find out everything you need. But I did want to add one thing, is that we are going to have $10 student tickets on the day of the concert if you have a student ID.
From anywhere?
From anywhere. Any student ID, yeah. And then we have $10 tickets available for people that are 18 and under as well.
That is awesome. How do you think you're going to feel when this is all done?
Probably tired.
Tired.
It's such an incredible musical journey, and it's a piece that, you know, as a young person, I never thought I would get the opportunity to conduct it. So, I mean, it's a really amazing thing to get to do, and I think we're just going to be absolutely floating at the end of the performance.
Well, I can only imagine how much work you have been doing, so thank you for taking the time and stopping by here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I hope to see everybody at the concert.
Ryan Murray is the music director of the Auburn Symphony and director of orchestra and opera at Sacramento State, and we've been talking about a community concert taking place this weekend on Mother's Day at the Mindavi Center, featuring the Auburn Symphony Orchestra, Music in the Mountains, and the Sac State Choir. It's happening on May 11th at 3 p.m. We have more information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests and events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky, Jen Picard, and Greg Michek. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We will catch you back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, here is more of Resurrection.